Can you talk a little bit about the TREE 1 and TREE 2 studies?
TREE 1 study was initially developed by our good friend Howard Hoekstra at NYU. And the concept there was to look at the toxicity, safety profile, and clinical activity of three different oxaliplatin-based regimens. So one was a modified FOLFOX6. Another was using a bolus efulucavorn schedule in combination with oxaliplatin, a bolus regimen that Howard had developed at NYU, and in the phase 2 setting actually showed very promising results. I think the response rates in his phase 2 setting was in the 60 to 65% range. And the third arm was capecitabine plus oxaliplatin. But that regimen was a 2-week on, 1-week off schedule of capecitabine. And then after some time, and I think it was clear that Avastin was going to be approved, that trial was then modified to the TREE 2 study. So it was the same three arms of oxaliplatin-based chemotherapy, now adding Avastin. And the results at last year's GI ASCO meeting and at last year's 2005 ASCO meeting, I think what Howard reported was that the bolus schedule was inferior in terms of clinical activity and also was associated with increased toxicity, and that the modified FOLFOX6 and the CAPOX-ZELOX regimen were nearly identical, certainly at least in terms of response rate, although it did seem that the modified FOLFOX6 was a touch better. In terms of safety profile, when Howard originally used a dose of Xeloda at 1,000 per meter squared, they saw a very high incidence of grade 3, grade 4 myelosuppression GI toxicity. So in the TREE 2 study, the dose of Xeloda was reduced to 850 per meter squared twice a day, and then they found virtually no grade 3 toxicity. The modified FOLFOX6, pretty much consistent with, I think, all of the other FOLFOX studies that we've seen, the incidence of grade 3, grade 4 myelosuppression in the order of 40-45%. So I think, you know, in terms of clinical benefit, the FOLFOX6, Zelox regimens are going to be, I think, pretty similar. And I think in terms of safety profile, once the dose of Xeloda was reduced, I think actually the Zelox CAPOX regimen probably has an improved safety profile.
How are you approaching capecitabine versus 5-FU combined with Bev and oxaliplatin?
Based on the TREE 2 study, I think it does provide rationale for substituting Xeloda for infusional 5-FU. We're actually using Zelox plus Avastin.